Okay, this particular Chazal, I think I said a shmooze on this, and Hanan proved to me, I asked him, he showed me that I did, on a different parasha, that's why I didn't have it in my notes, by Yaakov Kudeh. I just like to add a piece to it, but I didn't know in time to add the Mar Mokum to it, so yeah, forgive me. But first, this is Chazar over. This shmooze is a shmooze and why we have to chazer over. So it's not so bad that we're chazering over the shmooze. Not so bad. But if anybody that wants, on last year of Yaakov Kudeh, the shmooze was set. I apologize. I usually don't do that. Usually everything's new. Okay. So I just wanted to say over this, just read this Rabag with you. Just quickly, because I want to say a second deher that was not said in the best. HaTewalas HaRishon Hu Yashir Anashim. The first Tewalas of all these Kabbonas, Parshas Vayikra, is to straighten out people. Kasher Chatu Sheyeshuvu L'Hashem Yisala. When these people sin, they should return to Hashem. V'yichapu L'chol HaHem Avonoseim. And Hashem will forgive us for all our sins. Stop right there. Wow, that's a tremendous Tewalas that we should deher, that Hashem forgives us for our sins. They say that the Stipler used to say that the biggest cause, most frequently used reason why people leave the Olam HaTorah is for the guilt of Averis. So they haven't inculcated this idea that Hashem will forgive us for our sins. And a person feels inadequate, and they can't bring themselves to come back because they think Hashem didn't forgive them. So once I'm doomed, I'm doomed. So that is b'zeh tovelas nifla lagia anoshim el hashlemus anoshi. This is a great benefit to have people reach shlemus anoshi. Oh my gosh, this is what you need for shlemus. To know that Hashem is forgiving us for our sins. You think what you have to bring for Shlemus, you have to go into the Olam HaNister, get into Shlemus. Oh my gosh, what Shlemus is. You have to know so much to get Shlemus. Wow. What's the Shlemus? Hashem's going to wipe out all the terrible Averis I did. That's how we reach Shlemus. That in itself is such a deher. Would you think that's what you need for Shlemus? Shlemus was thinking about our averus. Shlemus should be thinking about our mitzvahs, how we're going to do it with, you know, kitikuna, with all the kavanas, with all the kavalas, galoy or benister, all the hecha, high fluting kavanas. That's what brings us to Shlemus. No. Shlemus is simple, that great to well us if it's just person could, the hair, that Hashem will forgive us for our sins. V'zeh, ki ein tzadik baruch shaliach, there's no person on this earth that doesn't sin. V'im yarminu anoshim shechatu chet ma'af, a person will know that he sins. Shiyer nechtam avonam tamid lefnei Hashem yisrael, and he will be stained. His sin will be stained before Hashem. Yosifu lachto, he's going to sin more. If a person thinks his stain is there, he's going to sin more. Had this yesterday, forgive my parenthetical insertions, but it helped me understand each thing. So what happened to a kid yesterday? You had to send him home. Okay, it happens, and I send him home. I told him that because I see he understands, I had to send him home. Because I see he understands, therefore if he comes tomorrow, we're going to expunge, I'm going to expunge the whole ma'aser from his record. That it never happened. If you come back tomorrow with the right attitude, we're going to expunge it like as if it never happened. That's the shmooz. Because if he would think that it's on his record, his record is stained, he can't stop. So, same idea. That if a person thinks that it's going to be on his record, he's going to be Yosifu Lachdu. It's going to have the opposite effect. You would think a person, okay, now you have a record. You have a suspended license. Now it's on your record, your suspended license. You think he'll drive carefully now? It's going to be worse. how you have to do it. And now you have a clean record. Once you got it suspended, you get it back, it's clean. I don't know if that's how you do it by the DMV. I don't know that's how they do it, but that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam does it. Va'omnam, kasha yedu shebeshuva midakam harav yeshuva darchi Hashem yisala, yechupur l'chol avonosam, when a person knows and deheres that Hashem will forgive them all their sins, oz yin is hara mechet od, yeshuva l'Hashem yisala, then that will keep him away from the chet, and he'll do tshuva to Hashem, k'dei sheyisrachem yechaper aleihem ma shechatu bo, so that Hashem should have Rachmanis and forgive him. Here, same idea. He'll stop him from doing the chait. Wow, what a deher. So, you have a few extra minutes, you want to learn Musar? Think about, wow, I could clap al chait, do tefillah, we don't have karbonis anymore. But you could daven, person could daven, say slach lanu, and could leave the Shmona Esrei, mamish walking b'shleimus amiti. That will keep you from performing the chait anymore, and you can mamish be in Himmel. Vini rotz Hashem yisbal Hashem yisbarach. That's chiddush one. Just that there. Second, vini rotz Hashem yisal shiyah imachuva hakrovas hakarbon. Okay, so what do you need anything more? What do you need the carbon for? Person makes this deher. Hashem will forgive him for his sins if he does tshuva. Tshuva is belayv, right? What does he need the carbon for? K'dei shiyashiv yoser belayv achotei. That it should be more, he should be more comfortable with it, more sanguine. I think that would be the word, SAT word. He should be more sanguine. We had an English principal here, Mr. Pollinger. Maybe Robert's the only one I remember, Mr. Pollinger. He used all the words that nobody knew. He told me all the words. He used to ask me if I'm sanguine with this. I thought it was an alcoholic beverage. Isn't there something like that? That sounds like it was an alcoholic beverage. So, in order that he should be sanguine, he should be comfortable. It should be totally understanding this tshuva, shekvar nischaper lo also achet. So that person should really understand that Hashem is forgiving him. It should be drummed into him. Kilo yitzur eitzel amon anashim, because most people cannot fathom shia adam rasha. That today I'm a Russia, va'achach yisnaka mirisho b'tshuvasa b'vavel, and then tomorrow, today I'm a Russia, and tomorrow I'm a tzaddik? And what did I do? I just like closed my eyes and thought, won't do it again, and now he's a tzaddik? Va'achach yisnaka mirisho b'tshuvasa b'vavel b'zulas ma'isa klav, without doing any action? How's it possible that today I'm a Russia, and then tomorrow I become a tzaddik. Without doing anything, that's it. Just do it. Had this mice, I'm sorry for keep relating this, but there was a mice that happened, you know, like a month ago. And I saw the boys were totally embarrassed, and they were macabre. They were so beside themselves that I even found out about it. It didn't need anything more, but I have my whole entourage that that's the truth, that's it. You know, I should have showed them this chazal, I hadn't seen it, I should have chazed it, see? And they said, that's it? If you don't do anything, it doesn't count. If you don't do a consequence, it doesn't count. So I had to do a consequence. Okay, but Bon Shalom had the same thing. No, most people won't believe you can do tshuva, even though you have the chazal right here, it says it. Most people won't buy it. So what do you have to do? Hashem has to make a carbon. The whole carbon is one big hoax. It's really not necessary. It's only so that in case you think, you know, that I'm not gonna forgive you. So okay, I'll let you want to bring carbon. That's basically what it is. Let them bring a carbon. What the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. Hashem doesn't need our carbon. The carbon's for us to bring, because without bringing the carbon, we won't buy that Hashem's forgiving us, because what did I do? Lizat, Sivu Hashem Yisbal, okay, that's Okay, that's why you have to bring these karbanos. And you don't just bring a karban. Take a karban. You bring it to the Beis HaNechbad, the most respected place. Bring it to my home. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher bo shchinoso, where my shchina rests. Vayidei HaNechbad. And you're going to bring it to my holiest agent, the Kohen Gadol, Hanevdal Avodas Hashem Yisrael, who was set aside only for holiest purposes. Bring it to the Kohen. La Hashlem HaKabar L'Chotei HaMatshuva, to complete this Kapar. It's all so that we should feel Hashem doesn't need the Kohen, doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't need the Karban. This is also that we should feel like there was a Kapar. Okay, that's number two. I think that's pretty big. Ribbono Shel Olam did very good. First of all, he gave us tshuva. He told us that it's going to happen. We're not going to. Most people won't buy it. Come on, too good to be true. If it's too good to be true, it ain't true. Okay, so I bring a carbon, bring it to the base. Maybe that's good. I'm good to go. Enough. But watch the third step. V'tziva b'bnei zeh sheyismok shtei yadav al rosh karbono. And that's why there's a commandment that you have to do smicha. You have to put your hands on the head. Arosh karbono v'yisvada l'vamosa. You have to say vidui. Leishe b'lvovo. So drum further to make it even more sanguine. Probably if I hang around Bollinger, he'd give me another word. Even more sanguine. She osam hachatoyim kilu netru imenu. As if it's wiped out. Ubo'u. Rosh Habachayahu, and that it took it from the chait from you, and now you put it on his head. Like when you do the kaparis, or no, do the tashlich, you know, take your chatorim, you throw it into the river, finished. It's like an act. First they tell you tshuva, and then you have to bring a karban. And the smicha was one to drum it in even more, that now it's as if it now went on to the animal. The animal, it went on to the animal. But that we can understand that. So you see how the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying his best to have us believe that the tshuva works. So we have to deher it. It's all just to deher that the tshuva works. Bakir always says, quit when you're ahead. Bakir's not here. He wants to. Okay. Quit when you're ahead. Okay, this Marmokma I didn't make a copy of. Just to conclude with one deher that I have no idea, I have no recollection of saying the shmuz. Hanan has the proof. He showed me Tav Shanayin Ches, so Tav Shanayin Ches a year ago. Okay, you have to chaz, that's why you have to chaz over more than once a year. But I might say the same thing. Just to say one Dover Chadash. The Rabag says, this is Tuelis Rishon, but there is no Tuelis Revi, but in the middle of Tuelis Shlishi, he comes up with a Tuelis of the, he adds in a fourth Tuelis. You won't find it. If you look in the Rabag, you're looking for Tuelis Revi, you'll never find it. But in the middle of Tuelis Shlishi, he says Tuelis Revi. I don't know why he didn't get its own headline. So, okay, you don't have it in front of you, so I'm not going to read it inside, but just to say it outside. He's talking about this Karban Ola, which is a Betoris Nedava. A person is doing it out of Nadiva slave. And he writes, with the Olas Nedava, a person accustoms himself to serve Hashem from his wealth. And this benefits a person to remind him that all tovos come from Hashem. That's it. He's bringing this carbon adava, and this carbon adava helps him and brings into his heart that all the tovos come from Hashem. So you think about it for a second. What's the guy bringing a carbon adava for? You don't have to bring a carbon adava. An adava, okay, let's take the yeshiva, okay? If any of you strike it rich one day, usually if you have, I don't know, we have 100, between 975 students, they keep parading that number around. One of them, hopefully one day, is going to make $1 million. It's possibly not one out of 1,000. I assume there'll be one of 1,000 make $1 million. So if one of 1,000 gives us $1 million, okay? So if someone wants to give the yeshiva $1 million, he has such a karas hatov for what the yeshiva did for him, so he gives $1 million. That's this guy bringing the nedava. So why is he giving $1 million? Because he's so makatov, everything he did for me. What's the tawelis of bringing the carbon nedava? That you bring carbon nedava, and that will impress upon you how much Hashem does for you. What? What do you need? What does this guy have to bring a carbon nedava? What's the tawelis of carbon nedava? Is that it will reinforce what Hashem did for you. But if he wouldn't bring the carbon nedava, why is he bringing the carbon nedava? He's making a dava to the Baruch Shalom to give to Hashem because of everything he did for me. That's why he's bringing a dava. He doesn't have to do it. It's an adava. It's an extra. Yeah, it's an extra. So if it's an extra, he's doing it because he's makatov. Hashem does so much for me. I want to bring you something, whatever that means. I want to bring a covenant dava to Hashem. What's the toelis? Now it'll help you deher how much Hashem does for you. First of all, you see that. What's pshat? Because he believes, but he doesn't believe. He believes, but he doesn't believe. Like the Noach Shmuz. He was Miktani Amuna. He was building the teva, but he didn't go in until the water was up to his nose. He believed, but he didn't believe. That's human beings. That's us. We believe, but we don't believe. We do. We believe. And some people believe a lot, and they don't believe. Some people, there are a lot of madrigas, but we believe and we don't believe. So anything we can do to drive home this idea, it's like an element, you know, the littlest thing. Obviously he believes it, but he drums it home even more. Just the Arch Sadikim says in Shar HaEmes that if a person works on MS, he'll make truth to himself that Hashem created Shemayim Va'aretz. That's what you need to do emes for. Emes is you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't cheat, you should answer honestly. You need emes so that you should know Hashem. Every kindergarten kid knows Hashem created Shemayim Va'aretz. Nothing can be taken for granted, Rabbi Osai. We know Hashem created the world. Hashem created Shemayim Va'aretz. Bereishis Bara Elokim, Mitzvah Shemayim Va'aretz. That's the one pasuk I know by heart. Everyone knows Bereishis Bara Elokim, Mitzvah Shemayim Va'aretz. Finished. Everyone knows that. You learned that in preschool. But why should he work on the meat of Emes? And Arch Tzadikim, you took a look. I looked up this Arch Tzadikim early this morning. The Arch Tzadikim. I couldn't even find Shara Emes. I knew it was there. I kept looking. It's in the back, Shara Emes. So this guy went through Arch Tzadikim, did all the volumes. He's probably up to volume 4 in Rabbi Achnas's Sefer. And already he knows something. Why should he work on Emes? Because then he'll know Hashem created the world. So it means he believes, but he doesn't believe. He believes, he doesn't believe. So this Chazar over. Those are the Shmuzim. He believes. First, he doesn't even believe Hashem will do tshuva. Hashem tells you do tshuva, he believes. It's not enough because I can do it without giving me opportunity to do something, no consequence. So he gives you carbon. Okay, he did the carbon. But do the smicha, because he believes, but it's still on me a little bit. I feel dirty. So I put it onto the animal. All three madrigas are needed. Then we had this tolas or a V, that a person brings a carbon adava, now he believes Hashem did for everything. That's why he's bringing carbon adava, because Hashem does so much for me, I want to do an adava to Hashem. Do an adava to Hashem, now you believe Hashem did something for you. It's vital. He believed, but he didn't believe. Why should you work on emes? So you should believe Hashem created the Shemayim v'aretz. Yeah. A 3-year-old knows that. He believes, but he doesn't believe. He has to work on emes to believe it on a higher level. That's what brings that person. So we have to constantly, that's why to learn Musar, it's a few minutes each day, to remind ourselves the things that we believe, we really believe.